Carina Press and Harper Audio present Saddle Up by A.M. Arthur. Performed by Greg Boudreau. Chapter 1.
Mac needs your answer by the start of the week, dude, or he'll have to start interviewing other people.
Wes Bentley bounced from foot to foot next to the service station, his unexpected presence making it difficult for Miles Arlington to properly do his job. Miles reached past Wes to grab microgreens for the appetizers he was plating.
I can't believe you came to my job to solicit me for another one, Miles snapped.
Not really annoyed with Wes about the solicitation, but because Wes was impeding his normal plating routine by being there in the first place. Wes no longer performed for the gala dinner theater, but he was still good friends with the owners and had kitchen access. And while it was a Tuesday night in February and not super busy, Miles still didn't appreciate the interruption. Miles had worked here as a line cook for nearly 3 years now, and he prided himself on his professionalism.
It's time-sensitive, and you weren't answering my texts, Wes replied.
He snared a piece of cooked shrimp off the line, too fast for Miles to swat his hand away.
Besides, this needs the personal touch, because I really want you to do it. Think of the freedom of running your own kitchen.
Miles grabbed a squeeze bottle so he could sauce and finish his apps. To be honest, he was intrigued by the idea. A few weeks ago, Wes had called and proposed Miles move out to the tiny town of Garrett, California, and be the head chef for the Ghost Town attraction opening in April. The saloon's menu would be small and as authentic to the mid-1800s time period as possible, and Miles could be in charge, instead of a line cook who occasionally got shouted at by his boss. But Miles hadn't taken it seriously until tonight, when Wes crashed his evening.
I like this job.
Miles wiped a stray smear of sauce off one plate, then put them in the window for the servers.
Table 6, order up.
The next ticket was waiting, and he got the right plates for it.
Yeah, maybe you like this job, but do you love this job?
Wes asked.
And I know you're stressing about finding another roommate when I move out.
A fresh wave of anxiety unsettled Miles' stomach. He was absolutely not looking forward to living with a stranger, male or female. He'd shared an apartment with Wes for 2 years, and they'd become best friends. But Wes had found a boyfriend last summer, and they were building a house together out on the vast property owned by Mac Garrett's grandfather. It was set to be finished in mid-March, and while Wes promised to pay his share of the rent until the lease was up in June, the rest of the year was staring right back at Miles and mocking him.
I'll figure something out, Miles said. Will you move? I can't reach my food.
Sorry. Wes shifted 6 inches to the left.
Come on, the salary Mac is offering pays more than this job, plus you get December and January off. How is that not awesome?
I don't know. He finished the next 4 plates and stuck them in the window. All appetizers had to be out before the theater production began, so this was the most hectic part of Miles' night. It irritated him that Wes was here, now, but he also couldn't dismiss all of Wes's good points. More importantly, moving would get him out of the city and far away from Dallas, whose harassing texts had started up again last night. Maybe leaving San Francisco behind wasn't an altogether bad idea.
You can't tell me you didn't love it out there, Wes added. You took like a bazillion photos of the ranch.
I do love it there. Last May, Miles, Wes, and several of their friends had taken a vacation at Clean Slate Ranch, and it had been the most relaxing week of his life. Miles had ridden a horse again for the first time since he was a teenager, and he'd loved the wide-open spaces and natural beauty. Wes was efficiently laying out every good reason for Miles to leave, and Miles couldn't think of one reason to stay that wasn't rooted in his need for routine and dislike of change. But maybe change was exactly what he needed to stop existing day to day and to really start living. Wes leaned his hip against the counter and pitched his voice as low as he could with the din of the busy kitchen all around them.
You're my best friend, and I'd really like you to do this with me. You're a fantastic cook. Help me make this ghost town awesome.
Miles put 6 new appetizers into the window, then glanced.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?